This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With tax season in full swing, mountains of W-2 forms and receipts are piling up at tax preparation offices across the nation. This year, though they may not know it, thousands of Americans will have their returns prepared in India. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
In 2002, Dave Weil founded SurePrep, a Southern California company that acts as a tax return middleman. Weil, who is a certified public accountant, hired 300 employees in Bombay, India, to process returns for SurePrep's customers. Those customers aren't taxpayers themselves, but the U.S. accounting firms that people and companies hire for tax services. Weil says because of technological advances, routine tax work can easily be outsourced overseas.
There's a lot of things entailed in providing a client tax service. One portion of that is actually the entry of data from documents like W-2s and 1099s into tax software. And that is what we do, because we can do it more efficiently and around the clock, and therefore allow accounting firms to both lower their costs and get their work done for clients much faster.
Weil hires only chartered Indian accountants and trains them in the intricacies of the U.S. tax code. But he pays them only 10% to 20% of what their work would cost here. Even after his own fees, Weil says he can save U.S. firms about half of their labor costs. Plus, SurePrep guarantees confidentiality. Weil says all data transfer is done over encrypted lines, and physical access to tax information is limited.
The work area has no printers, no paper or pencils allowed there, so you cannot get data onto paper and take it out. The computers in the work area do not have removable storage devices, such as floppies or CD read writes. There is not connections to the internet or email, so that data cannot be sent out that way. People aren't allowed to talk on cell phones in the work area. So the security is actually far beyond that of any U.S. accounting firm, where usually the data is laying around on desks in file rooms that anyone can walk out with.
American taxpayers would have no way of knowing their returns are being prepared in Bombay. And unless they're asked, U.S. firms that outsource aren't required to disclose where the work is being done or by whom. That's according to Richard Miller, general counsel of the American Institute of CPAs. But Miller says the buck always stops with the U.S. firm to guarantee the quality of the final product.
Ultimately, what happens is that when people see too many mistakes are being made by their third-party providers, they don't use them anymore. People have to perform in accordance with the professional rules, or they're not going to be used. The marketplace will determine that.
By one estimate, 100,000 U.S. tax returns will be prepared this year in India alone. Miller says the Institute has no data on the percentage of accounting firms that are offshoring tax work, but clearly the trend is increasing. Despite that, the nation's number one tax preparation service wants no part of it. Bob Schneider is a public relations manager for H&R Block in Kansas City.
Our entire strategy is based on a one-to-one interaction between the client and the tax professional. So outsourcing just has no place in our strategy.
Each year, H&R Block hires about 85,000 experts in the U.S. to handle 20 million individual returns. Schneider says H&R Block doesn't compete on cost alone, instead offering consumers personalized financial advice. And he notes, although U.S. accounting firms that offshore tax work may save plenty on their labor costs, it's not clear consumers are benefiting through cheaper fees. Elaine Corey, NPR News.